The first one that I would want to point out is the Minerals Exploration and Marketing Corporation Bill. This obviously seeks to transform the current Minerals Marketing Corporation of Zimbabwe into an exploration company. Remember, one of the critical areas in terms of turning the Zimbabwean economy is going to be the mining sector, which is going to be critical in terms of ensuring that there is sustainable economic growth. But for that to happen, there has to be a lot of exploration that needs to be done. So that is the first one. Secondly, you also touched on the issue of the Labour Act. Remember, the Parliament is just coming out of a recess. But Parliament, in the past 2-3 weeks, they were called for an urgent sitting to address the issue of the Labour Act vis-a-vis the Supreme Court decision, which allowed companies to dismiss on notice. And this was meant really to try to arrest that trend. But what the president then said is that there is need to relook again at the amended Labour Act, because employers complained that their inputs through the tripartite negotiating forum had not been taken on board. The trade unions also said that there were some issues that were also not taken into account. The third critical one is obviously the establishment of the Public Debt Management Office, which will be tasked with managing government public debt, both external and internal, but also with a view of restructuring the current debt with a view of re-engaging funding partners such as the IMF, the World Bank, the Africa Development Bank, and other bilateral funders. And this is very critical.
Dr. Sibanda, I'll come to you on that point. What are some of the critical bills in your view?
I think that for me, it was certainly a sense of being disappointed by the absence of certain specific issues to be part of the legislative agenda of Parliament. For example, the President makes no direct inference to the need to align the country. I think that's one of the first few things that he ought to do in order to, in relation to this Parliament, to align the country in terms of rules relating to local authorities and the councils that need to be established. I think that it is not clear to me that he has put that as part of the Parliament's agenda. I think also when you look at the issues that matter the most to the Zimbabwean economy, one of the first and primary things that you do to a dying economy is identify areas that need to be woken up, areas that are holding the economy back. And the things that hold the economy back currently in our country are investor confidence, and investor confidence is certainly as a result of the poor political environment, but also as a direct result of corruption. Zimbabweans outside the country are unwilling to invest in the country on a long-term basis, something they were doing just about 7-8 years ago, because the country is extremely corrupt and it is impossible to do business.
Mr. Mishlomakulu, looking at what Dr. Sibanda is talking about, the issue of corruption, the president did point out the need for a national code of corporate governance, the bill itself, that will bolster the fight against corruption, which he's saying should be considered by Parliament. How necessary is this issue? Is this bill?
Well, the issue of corruption, I think, has been debated and dissected for you know, since independence, and that remains an albatross around Zimbabwe's neck. I think there is that acknowledgement, even in government circles, that corruption is a scourge that needs to be addressed. But my view is that corruption, the challenge that when we look at corruption in Zimbabwe, we only look at it from the public sector perspective. But there is also endemic corruption within the private sector. So we need to approach corruption wherever it occurs, whether it's in the private sector or it's in the public sector. But the challenge that we also face is that you'll find that even when you look at current laws, there are adequate laws on our books. The problem we have in this country is enforcement of the laws that already exist. There are adequate laws to deal with corruption, even in the public sector, that if we have enough political will to enforce them, we should be able to deal with the scourge of corruption.
And Dr. Sibanda, overall, there has been the main question of political will or political willingness for those in power, politicians, to deal with these issues. Do you think that this time around there will be that political willingness?
You see, the biggest problem with dealing with the Zimbabwean crisis, the Zimbabwean problem, is that actually there is nothing. Everything you do, eventually you've got to come back to the question you've just asked. Eventually, That is the question that's got to be asked first in order for everything else to move. It's like getting a car moving. You know, if everything is all right and you don't have a starter in the car, or you don't have anybody to push the car, then you're just as good as without a car. And that's what we're saying. And I think, and this was my point, that's the point that the gentleman has made, that in effect, you've got to have people who are willing to implement the laws. The laws are great. There's never been a law, there's never been at any particular point in our history, there's never been insufficient laws to deal with corruption, to deal with the police powers and so forth. It has always been the political will. And I do not think, and there is no assumption in anybody's view, and I don't think President Mugabe thinks otherwise, there can be no assumption that the president seems to have sufficient legitimacy to implement, legitimacy alone, to implement or goodwill from people, to implement the laws, the good laws of the country. We don't even think, people don't even think that the president has the power to do so, because actually his stay in power has been some sort of ransom from a core group that has been benefiting from the economy unfairly and improperly and from power.
And Mr. Mehlomakulu, I'll end here with you. Same question, but looking at the overall speech, President Mugabe did touch on varying issues. Will there be that political willingness?
I think we have no options. I mean, if you look at the economic situation, as it continues to deteriorate, you look at key economic indicators, at economic growth, which at the best is going to be about 1.5. This country needs double-digit economic growth to create jobs, to deal with the issues of unemployment. You look at the issues of deflation. Currently, inflation figure at about minus 2.7, which is a worrying development. So if you look at all the economic indicators, there is a cloud on the horizon. And so there is no option but to move forward and to implement whatever legislative provisions that the president has set out.